Why don't we stand and worship together? Have a seat, and we'll have our this morning's announcements.
Good morning, church. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will be glad and rejoice in it. Amen. If you would like to give today, there's an offering box that you can put your tithes in. Another way to give is through e-transfers with the church's email address, mournvillealliance@shaw.ca. Our children's nursery from infant to 3 years old will be dismissed after the singing time this morning. Our Sunday school children will be in the service, and we have coloring papers for them at the back. Our summer jam camp is happening on the third week in August, from the 12th to the 16th. So we encourage you to sign your children up, your grandchildren, your neighbors' kids, everybody, and have them invite a friend. We will be having another baptism on July the 28th. If this is something you would like to know more about, contact the church office or talk to Pastor Lewis. If you would like prayer today, there will be people stationed in the back corner that will pray for you. Thank you.
All right, let's stand and sing some more.
Down these desert roads, I'm not afraid to die.
turn and greet each other this morning.
I need to call him? It's like, get up here.
Good morning. As we come to our quiet time together, we'll use the words of Lamentations to lead our prayers. Let us come before the Heavenly Father together this morning. In adoration, Lamentations 5:19 celebrates with these words, "But Lord, you remain the same forever. Your throne continues from generation to generation." Let us worship God who reigns forever and ever. God, you are so unchangeable. Your goodness, your love, your mercy, your perfection are forever the same. We worship you enthroned on high above all things. Our eternal King. Confession, chapter 3, verse 40 to 42. It reminds us, instead, let us test and examine our ways. Let us turn back to the Lord. Let us lift our hearts and our hands to God in heaven and say, we have sinned and rebelled. God longs to forgive and restore us to himself, no matter what we have done. Let us lift our hearts and hands to God, acknowledging our sins, turning from them, and seeking his forgiveness. God, we're so easily led away astray from you in our daily lives. We want to keep our hearts soft and our eyes only on you. Thanksgiving, Lamentations 3, 22 to 24. The faithful love of the Lord never ends. His mercies never cease. Great is his faithfulness. His mercies begin afresh each morning. I say to myself, the Lord is my inheritance. Therefore, I'll put my hope in him. How has God's faithfulness, love, and mercy marked your life this week? Quietly now, let's thank him for the amazing things he has done for each one of us this week. God, thank you that you are present with us always. You make things new and fresh each morning. You are all we need. In you alone we find hope. Supplication, chapter 3, 25, 26. The Lord is good to those who depend on him, to those who search for him. So it's good to wait quietly for the salvation of the Lord. We come before him now quietly, expectantly, knowing he cares about all the concerns and troubles we experience. Let us bring our requests before him. We pray for Joanne and Marguerite for healing, Carter and Janelia, for Bev's family, Judy Ann's family, Ernie and Darlene, Sean and Chantel, for Isaac and Corrine, Matthew and Trina and their family, Evelyn and Leona, for Roman and Lori, for Neville and Marcia, for Diane, for Betty, for Sean and his girls, for Anne. And then some of the places around the world, Morocco, Mozambique, for Israel, Palestine, Ukraine, Iran, Sudan. For Canada and United States, God, we pray for healing in our land. And then for all the unspoken requests, the things that weigh upon us and burden us and are too great for us, we pray that you would come, our good and great God, and be merciful to us like only you can. As a community of Jesus followers that's growing together in faith, hope and love, let's pray together as Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Amen. We're now going to have this morning's scripture reading.
Good morning, everyone. Today's reading of the word is from Philippians 1:3-10. Every time I think of you, I give thanks to my God. Whenever I pray, I make my request for all of you with joy. For you have been my partners in spreading the good news about Christ from the time you first heard it until now. And I am certain that God, who began this good work within you, will continue his work until it is finally finished on the day when Christ Jesus returns. So it is right that I should feel as I do about all of you, for you have a special place in my heart. You share with me the special favor of God, both in my imprisonment and in defending and confirming the truth of the good news. God knows how much I love you and long for you with the tender compassion of Christ Jesus. I pray that your love will overflow more and more, and that you will keep on growing in knowledge and understanding. For I want you to understand what really matters so that you may live pure and blameless lives until the day of Christ's return.